What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is the return. It is the return, not of the Mac, but of Sleepy Hollow Season 3. We had a freaking long-ass, felt like forever winter break, and it finally returned last night. Friday night, it's moved to a new night on Fridays.
Yes, it moved to Friday night. And in the world of entertainment, we all know what Friday night means.
Oh, so you know what? Okay, people, that is for the new people that are tuning in. This is Amy McCracken of the VRO.com.
Hello, Internet.
We talk Sleepy Hollow, amongst other shows, for instance, like Gotham, too. If you're a Gotham fan, when it returns, Amy and I are going to return for that as well. Now, just a quick recap before we get into to Sleepy Hollow. The first half of Season 3, Amy has hated it. With a passion.
I have. Oh, my God, with a passion.
Yeah, she has not been a fan every week. It's like a season.
It's like Pandora. I'm done.
I'm done with Pandora. It's like a season finale for me. Like, every week I'm wondering, will Amy return for the show? That's what I'm wondering. And so it was tough. And I'm not going to lie. I mean, there were times I was, like, up and down like a roller coaster. And I agree. Pandora, you and I are not a fan of Pandora.
No.
And now Pandora has this one dude from 300. This is Sparta! And he's the one that gets kicked in the pit. He's Mr. Super God kind of guy. And you and I haven't been a fan of these two. And it's just been, And watching this episode, the premiere episode, the episode was called One Life. I was wondering how you were going to take it.
I went in with an open mind.
Okay, good.
Let's rephrase that. I tried to go in with an open mind.
Wow, okay.
But at the same time, I was thinking, and, you know, I kind of wanted to bring this up to you last night when we were talking, but I thought I'd bring it up today, that it's moved to Friday nights. Sleepy Hollow's moved to Friday nights, and in the entertainment world, that's the death slot. You move a show to Friday night, that means, yeah, we're done with it.
Yeah, I've seen that. Now, I'm not all hardcore TV stuff like you are, like meaning like all the entertainment news and like behind the scenes stuff. So, I mean, I would guess I've seen shows go Friday and...
And come back to a regular, you know, like a Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that.
I'm curious. I'm wondering if you're on to something. You know?
I kind of think I am, because with this episode, it.
Okay. Really? So you really didn't like this episode?
It was okay. But at the same time, it was like, really? Now this entire end of the season, they're going to be trying to get Abby out.
Well, she is in a tree.
Well, yeah.
And she is one of the main characters, so I'd hope
they better not be replacing her with this new agent.
Okay, so you weren't a fan of this episode. Did it feel like a premiere return episode for you?
No, not really.
Wow, interesting.
It didn't leave me like, oh, I have to know.
You know, for me, it felt good. It wasn't... Like an old school Sleepy season one Sleepy Hollow, but it was good to see the creature, the Japanese, you know, the demon. Because at first I thought when Crane went in the mirror and like in the movie Poltergeist, it was coming out. I was like, wait a second, it was that easy to get freaking Abby?
Oh, come on, you knew that wasn't going to be Abby.
No, I thought I was about to be pissed because I thought they were going to rush it and get her back into the game, you know. And I was like, oh man, I was ready to start tweeting. I'm not going to lie. And then all of a sudden, you look at it, it's like, I was like, oh, yeah, it's a freaking demon chick. So you know what? I mean,
my new ringtone, by the way. Cut that.
Whatever. But no, I really, it didn't feel like a premiere return back, you know. But to me, it was definitely slightly better than the first half of the season.
Oh, it was definitely better than the season finale or the fall finale.
Yeah. So, you know, that's how I kind of – for me. Now, you brought up Detective Foster.
I don't like her.
Really?
No. I mean, I like her if she's not taking Abby's place.
Oh, so you're just territorial.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so if she's not taking her and she's going to be added to the team, how you feeling?
I like that because honestly, I really wish Jenny would just die.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not feeling. Yeah. I'm not feeling Jenny's new hairstyle.
I'm not feeling them too. The Jenny and Corbin. I'm done. Done with that.
Okay, so Detective Foster. I mean, FBI agent Foster. I know that for me in the past, before the fall finale, I wasn't sure what to think about her.
Yeah.
And then we all see that she's undercover and she's really FBI. But I kind of like her in this. I like her story too. How her parents were archaeologists and they were taken away by demons and blah 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 and everything else. So she's got an agenda as well.
Yeah, I like that aspect. But like I said, if she's gonna take Abby's spot, and then I don't like that.
Well, I mean, we do get to see Abby at the end of this episode, so it's not like it's you saw the very ending, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, I mean, Abby's there, because I would have been a little worried if it would move to Friday slot, and then all of a sudden we don't see Abby until, like, the finale.
That would suck ass.
Yeah.
Now, would you – well, let me start out this way first.
Uh-huh.
If it was you and I,
right?
Like I was Abby and you were Crane,
right?
And you went missing.
Uh huh.
I would not just be like, okay, we'll look for you in our spare time, but we've got to take care of all this first. I'd look for you, Mike.
Well, you know, hold on a second. First, I appreciate it because I personally, if you were in the tree and I was out, I mean, it all depends. Like if I was like, okay, I got a hot date. I'd be like, you know, Amy's fine in the tree. She's in the tree. So at least I know where she's at, kind of. So I'll get back to her tomorrow. But they have, I mean, Crane's been looking day and night. It's obvious. Who are you talking about? You're talking about Jenny and what's his face?
But they're like, oh, well, we just need to, you know, focus on other stuff and then, you know, get to her later. That's how I felt.
Well, I think maybe you were feeling the guilt, maybe because Jenny did feel that she sacrificed for her. Because Jenny had like a chip on her shoulder the whole entire time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden was like, "When I thought they shot you."
I was like, yeah, he's dead. Woohoo.
I bet you did. At first I thought, oh, cool. Okay, that's maybe he's dead. And then we're going to get FBI. But no, he's alive. And yeah, I'm not a fan of this. I don't even remember his name. That's how bad.
I just know he's Corbin's son.
Yeah, I just don't. Bring back
Joe.
The dad. Is his name Joe?
Joe.
Bring back the dad. Bring back Joe's dad. I'd be happy.
Yeah. He's off doing other things.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think. I just don't know what it is about Joe. I just don't. And hey, people listening, it's nothing to do with the actor.
I'm sure. Oh, no, we like the actors.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't think he's. Let's put it this way. All last season, I was saying he hasn't earned his stripes yet.
Exactly, and that's how I feel right now. That's how I felt watching this episode.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't like the whole secret things. Why are they keeping stuff from Crane?
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, because it's not like he's on drugs, you know, on meth, and he's all cracked out and he can't handle it. I mean, he's going 1,000 miles an hour. He's on a mission.
Yeah.
You know, and I get, you know, you don't want, you know, Crane to be burnt out, but I don't think Crane would burn out. I don't know. I would have more faith in Crane. You know, like I know that he needs to get some rest, but I don't think he would totally burn out for a chance not to get Abby. So their whole like, let's not tell him and blah blah blah.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't know. I'm not feeling the whole Jenny Corbin relationship kind of thing. I'm not.
You need to bring Holly back.
Yes, Holly needs to come back and be like, Joe, get the hell out of here. I hit it first. Get out of the way. That's what I want. I want to see Holly back. But the whole episode as a whole, I thought was cool. I mean, it was good to see the demon. I'm glad it didn't focus all on Pandora and whatever his name is.
Can we talk about Pandora and her box?
So the box is still alive, right?
It's broken. She's got like a lid.
She's got like a little piece, and now she can use that to call all the demons everywhere.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Like, her box is broken. Shouldn't our horseman be out? Or is he now stuck in the lid?
Wait a second. Maybe he's one of the demons and he's getting summoned back.
He needs to come back.
I need the horseman. But did you notice the very beginning of this episode? Was that pretty cool or what? Did you not vibe off my same vibe? When Crane is being chased by the two black trucks, like a black horse in Sleepy Hollow, and they go through the Sleepy Hollow Bridge?
I thought that was stupid.
What? That was awesome. That was like homage to like the cartoon, like back in the day, Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
I had to watch that twice. I rewound it and I was like, oh, that's the Sleepy Hollow Bridge with the Headless Horseman. I was a little kid. That didn't get you going?
No, because, okay, Crane can hardly drive a car. And now he's one-handed on a motorcycle.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That was cheesy. And then, no, the cheesy part was when he goes into the water and he comes out and he's completely dry.
Exactly.
And then another cheesy part, I'm not going to lie, okay? We've had Crane here long enough. He knows how to cook freaking lasagna in a microwave or an oven. Like, when he threw it in the skillet, I was like, okay, maybe he's just really messed up in the head because Abby's messing him up and he can't find Abby. But, dude, you know, you've been here long enough.
You can press buttons on a microwave.
If you can ride a motorcycle like Sons of Anarchy and jump into the river and be fine, you know how to read the box of instructions of a lasagna. Yeah, that was kind of. I wrote that there.
I feel like we need an applause.
That was whatever. But yes, but the demon story was cool. You know, I like that whole help me on the mirror and then the arm. Yeah. I mean, that took me back to old school Sleepy Hollow, so I was happy with that.
I did like that. I really did like that.
You know, the whole soul
story. But they should have known. Like, he should have known.
Who? That wasn't Abby?
Yeah.
He's slipping. He's not his mind, and maybe that's...
But it's just the same time, if it was you, like I said, I would have been like, yeah, we got to try everything.
I would have probably taken a nap. I'd have been like, Amy's fine. Let me just get a little rest for about a week. Go on a little vacay. And then come back and save her. But at least I'd come back.
That's true.
I'd come save you, though, but it would just be, I have to be rested.
Yo, I know. You would probably call in, like, the National Guard or something to help.
No. I would try to do it myself with just my dogs. And what did you think about the whole map? Was that cool?
That's pretty cool. I want one of those.
Right? To be like, where are the demons at? Shit, next door!
I know, right?
I knew that lady was a... Yeah, so... So it looks like, I mean, that map was pretty cool.
That was cool. Now, did she, like, just drop water on it? It
looked like some kind of vial of something. It was, like, in a cool little bottle, and they poured it. So it wasn't like she just, like, got a little sippy cup and dropped some water on there. But that's cool, because I would have thought there would have been more demons. It didn't seem like a lot of demons, right?
Well, it didn't seem like a lot, but it all went into one pile. Like, I guess it was showing...
Oh, they're all coming.
Where they were all heading.
Oh, Sleepy
like maybe
Hollow,
that
yeah.
was demon essence in the jar, and you throw it on a map, and it shows you
right.
They're all heading.
You're trying to get supernatural here on us.
I felt like I was like, oh, great, now Crane's got the mark of Cain.
You know what? I'm telling you, if Crane and the team would just go get Sam and Dean Winchester, this would all end really, really fast.
That's true.
Sam and Dean would be like, we got this. They'd open up the trunk of the car and be like, we got this and this and this. Take out this guy. But it's obvious that these demons are going to come, and it's kind of maybe in our faces that Pandora is going to suck all the energy out of them and put him into Mega God, evil guy. Is that the plan, you think?
I think that's the plan. That's what it looked like anyways, because he said if she didn't fix it, then he wasn't going to be the only one suffering.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Next week looks cool, because at the end of this episode, we see Abby, and she's like in some kind of other dimension.
Yeah.
So, you know, but...
Now, what do you think about the flashbacks?
I liked, you know, that's, what do we like? That's our Nikki, what's her name? From Twilight?
Nikki Reed.
I love her. Yeah. I really want Nikki Reed
Nikki
to come.
Nikki Reed Summerholder.
Yes, that's right. She's married to Damon. Ian. From the, Well, you know, I call them by their character names because I can't say Ian's real name. I always kill it. But, no, I really want her to cross over. I want her to, like, get sucked over through another dimension and...
Yes.
Come in there and whoop ass, because she is a badass. I mean, the whole time I'm watching her, when she let the flashback, of course, when they let that dude hang, you know, and Crane's like, he was our partner, and we just let him die.
But it's true.
Nikki Reed, she plays what? Betsy Ross, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she was a hard, I was like, you know what? She's right. And he was stupid. And there's a bigger fish to fry in this whole thing.
So just remember, I have permission to just let you hang. So the rest of us don't get caught.
I wouldn't get caught. Trust me, I would let you die as well. There you go. But no, I really like Nikki Reed's character. I really want her to come switch over into the real world.
That would be really cool. Like, but how would they do it?
Who cares? Like, just have her come through a mirror. That's all I need to do. Just, you know, now we got a gateway coming through and
I think she could help Crane find Abby before Jenny and Corbin and this new girl.
Well, you know what? I totally agree with you on Joe and Jenny. I think they're trying, but they're not trying fast enough. But the problem is that they're also starting to have feelings for each other.
Yeah, and that's what I think the whole thing was. Then, like, them going to get the map where she's flirting with the guy. Yeah, she was getting the cell phone. But their whole, like, I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not feeling that whole love
stuff. I guess
stuff.
I don't like romance with my action.
Okay. I'm just trying to. All right. Well, I mean, it's obvious that Crane has feelings for Abby. And yeah. I've said this since day one, episode one, season one.
You have said this from day one, and I told you, as soon as that happens, I'm out.
I know. You did say. You were like, once they kiss, I'm done.
Yeah.
So who knows, people? I might be doing the show by myself if they kiss. I don't know. So next week looks really, really good. It looks like we're going to see a little bit more of Abby, which is cool.
I'm pretty
sure we're
going to
see
her.
That. And I'm sure we're probably going to get some TV time with Pandora and evil old dude who I have no idea what his name is.
So wait, what do you think about Abby's, I'm going to say ex-fiance, because that's what they kind of felt like when we were watching them. Do you think that he's going to let it go like the agent said, or do you think he's going to put a tap on Crane's phone?
I mean, when Foster said that and then he was like, you're right, kind of thing, it just seemed too quick, too fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he's already done it. Like, he's already on it because, I mean, he does have feelings for Abby, big time.
Yeah.
And... yeah, he has definitely, wasn't he talking to some dude? Am I thinking a different show? That they were watching her? They've been watching her?
Yeah, they have been watching her.
Right, so I think the higher-ups is probably like, you better find this agent.
Because yeah.
I think so. I think that he's going to do whatever he has to do, and Foster has no clue. But I'm hoping Reynolds stays good. I like him. I think he means well. I think he.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he definitely wants Abby back. But, what? You know, I don't know. I'm seeing what's going to happen.
Okay.
It's going to be interesting. So,
well, that's it for me, man.
Scale of 1 to 10. What do you give this episode?
I give it a 7. Solid 7.
7. Interesting. I would probably have to give it. It wasn't a 10. I would say it was a nice 8. It was good for me. You know, it felt like it was a good start. It wasn't like shooting out the starting gates, but it was like a good start. I'm hoping that it keeps going up because it's for me. It's in this first half has been such a roller coaster, and for you, you've hated.
Season 3. I am glad that they didn't jump like 6 months ahead.
Yeah, it's just 1 month.
Yeah.
So you know, and you would think he would know how to make lasagna by now.
You think?
All right. I think we're done. Of course, I got to send big shout outs to Sleepy Addicts on Twitter. If you're a fan of Sleepy Hollow, make sure you check them out. They're always showing love to us. Of course, fans of Sleepy Hollow? And then they have a spot called SleepyHollowAddicts.com. And I'm looking at it right now. Sleepy Hollow's number one fan destination. So if you want to go there.
Their website's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's got everything Sleepy Hollow. So that's dope. Even though Sleepy Hollow Addicts, you should have, instead of Crane and Abby on the front, you should have a picture of the horseman. I'm just saying. Just saying the horseman would look really cool in this space right there.
Yeah.
Also, shout outs to Good Shows. It's an app that you and I use because we're fans of TV and movies. But you can go on there. It's like a big community and you can like and comment and everything else. And I've been posting reviews there. Same with you, Amy. And you can go.
Yeah. If you guys want our live reactions, definitely check out this app.
Yeah. Good Shows. All you got to do, I believe it's only made for the iPhone right now. It's coming soon on the other phones. But if you go to the App Store and download Good Shows, I'm Mike, the movie guy. And who are you?
It's Variety Radio Online.
Sweet. So Good Shows. Go check it out. Follow us. It's dope. It's dope. You'll like it. I'm telling you. And I think that's it for us. Amy, let everybody know how they can find you on the internet.
Well, you just go over to the website, thevro.com. You can follow us on Instagram, Variety Radio Online, Twitter, the VRO. And yeah, we are all over the net. Just Google Variety Radio Online and you will find us.
Sweet. And for me, you can check me out, iwatchmike.com. That's my blog, iwatchmike.com. I'm Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. And I Watch Mike on Facebook. And, of course, right here, you can check out wherever you're listening. But I upload the show to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That is my Audioboom channel. You can check out this podcast plus other podcasts. Me and Amy will be returning back for Gotham, which is cool. And I know, Amy, you have a channel too, audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online, correct?
That's correct.
Sweet. And I think that's it for us. We'll be back next week. Don't forget Sleepy Hollow Friday nights on Fox. And it looks like we're going to be doing our show and recording it on Saturday morning. Like Saturday cartoons.
I know. I'm so excited. If you guys are watching the Super Bowl tomorrow, Super Bowl 50, be safe. Pull for the Panthers. Yes.
Really?
Yes, pull for the Panthers.
Oh, that's right, because you're from over there.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I just I was going for Denver Bronco because he makes
Of course you are.
Well, because he makes funny Papa John commercials, and he's got that Allstate, the commercial for the insurance. I like that quarterback. He's cool.